According to the FDA, more food ends up in landfills than any other single material in our everyday trash, and it makes up more than 20% of garbage. WXXI's Noelle Evans spoke with locals in Rochester and the Finger Lakes region about how they're managing to keep their food waste out of landfills.
Near Monroe Avenue in downtown Rochester, a lush and almost secret garden thrives. It covers more ground than a carriage house, full of herbs like basil, mint, and parsley, with plenty of flowers and berries for the bees and birds. But not everything that grows here is by the gardener's design.
The squirrels have been bringing peanuts. This is a peanut plant. When it first grew, it had a peanut shell attached to one of the leaves. So I got a few of those in the yard. And this is my compost.
That's Giselle Ziegler. She's 71 years old. The compost sits underneath a canopy of foliage. It looks like a pile of mud, with leaves and food scraps mixed in. A few rotting potatoes roll to the side. Bits of eggshells stick out along the edges, but it doesn't give off any smell. As Ziegler turns the pile with her shovel, earthworms wriggle from underneath.
It's kind of like riches to me, you know? I get off on, ooh, I gotta haul these banana peels. I'm gonna feed them to my plants eventually.
Composting is a tradition in Ziegler's family. But for others who want to compost, the do-it-yourself method isn't always practical or appealing. So they take another approach.
12.7.
Less than 2 miles from Ziegler's garden at Cobbs Hill Park is a drop-off site for composters in the city of Rochester. It's a free pilot program run by the city government. Full disclosure, I also compost through that program. It pops up here and at Genesee Valley Park twice a week, Saturdays and Wednesdays. It's convenient for Megan Bosick. She's an elementary teacher at School 15, just up the road from Cobbs Hill Park.
I look at my son and I think about all the different ways that our environment, that's my co-teacher, is going to impact us in his life. And, you know, I just would like to teach him good habits for himself, his own body, and the earth. And I think this is a good way to model that.
Bosick's family is one of 1,000 households in the program. From here, their food scraps go to a farm in Seneca Castle, about 30 miles southeast of Rochester. This is where the composting company Impact Earth processes organic waste from the city's pilot program and from paying customers. Since January, they've collected over 1.5 million pounds of it, which would otherwise just go to a landfill. Ava Labuzetta is an environmental engineer with the New York State Pollution Prevention Institute. She says keeping that stuff out of landfills is crucial, because when those eggshells and rotten peppers and rake leaves are thrown into plastic garbage bags and shipped off to landfills, that organic material decomposes, but it comes at a price.
They break down without oxygen because they're covered with other material in the landfill and they don't have oxygen getting to them. And when that happens, it lets off greenhouse gases.
It's mainly methane that gets released, which is about 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide at trapping heat in the atmosphere and accounts for about 20% of global carbon emissions. Labuzetta says when you're landfilling food waste, you're also kind of landfilling all of the energy and nutrients that went into creating that food.
So if you think about like a tomato that's gone bad, when you landfill that, it's landfilling like all of the water that was used to, you know, to grow that tomato, all the energy that went into shipping that tomato from possibly like California to where we are.
So when that food is composted instead, she says all those resources, in a way, are recycled back into the environment. The process relies heavily on microscopic organisms, or microbes, which thrive on the various elements within the compost. Things like oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. While those microbes are enjoying a feast, instead of methane, carbon dioxide gas is released, along with a liquid tea that's rich with nutrients, and what's left is a fertilizing soil. It can take about a year to complete the composting process from start to finish.
If it's still getting hot inside, then you know that there's still microbial activity, there's still material to break down.
Patience is crucial, because compost that hasn't been fully decomposed or cured by those microorganisms can produce phytotoxins, which are harmful to plants. And without plants, not much life can be sustained. That distinct difference between composting and landfilling is something Thomas Brinson knows well. He works on the composting site in Seneca Castle, and when he goes home, he passes by the Ontario County landfill, about 3 miles away.
Driving 5 and 20, you have to drive that area. And sometimes the methane is pretty bad.
Brinson and two other men clean the buckets and totes that the company uses to transport compost. But he was already familiar with compost at home. The process, the occasional smell that tells you it's time to move it along, which can be kind of pungent, putrid, sometimes with a tangy or bitter afternote.
I use it for my plants at home, and they've turned into a jungle, you know, since I started using them, so.
John?
Huh?
She's recording.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's John Hicks. He's 88 and owns this property. He used to be the regional director of the New York Department of Environmental Conservation. Over the years, he's noticed simple enough shifts away from landfilling, even seasonal waste, like in autumn when the trees become bare.
You know, I can remember, I'm old enough to remember that everybody would rake leaves out by in front of their house and burn them. And there was places you just would go through stifling smoke and so forth. That's not going on now.
These days, that refuse takes on a new purpose.
The leaves and shredded paper are both equal food for the worms.
Labuzetta says composting could be one of the biggest opportunities to reverse human-made impacts driving climate change.
There's so much environmental impact from our food supply chain that recapturing any amount of that and putting it back into use is, I think, would be hugely beneficial.
Back in the city, Giselle Ziegler says, while it can be a bit gross at times, and even attract critters if you're not careful, it's still better than the alternative.
Composting for me is just like a tiny, minuscule, microscopic fix that I can do. So I guess it's a pleasure to me, and it's empowering, and hopefully I'm not inflicting rats on my neighbors, but it makes me feel good.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.